Lenten Journey, Day 17. Turning Around. There are a wide variety of emotions and feelings that accompany the Lenten journey. We are each unique. We each have our ways of approaching Lent and, of course, approaching spirituality. And therefore, the emotions that come along during this time vary from person to person. Some may feel tranquility, peace, inner peace. Others may feel anxiety, fear of the unknown, what is ahead. And yet others may not be able to process the changes that are taking place by virtue of the fast and the dietary restrictions. And no matter where you may be in this spiritual journey, it is important to remember that we've taken this journey with a purpose, with a goal in mind. To purify, to lessen, to find meaning and purpose, not only for Lent, but our lives, for our complete life, to be able to say that these 40 days trained us for the other 320 days that exist in front of us. During this Lenten journey, it's important to remember that we began at one point and we are headed towards another point. Ironically, sometimes that end point may very well be the beginning point. That is, the end of the journey may very well be right where you started. I don't mean to confuse things, but think about it in your own life. When you've been confronted with a problem, difficulties, many times we ponder, we look for answers when all along those answers exist within us. We've had those answers right from the beginning, much like the fabled Dorothy, who stands at Oz realizing that the answers were right on her feet all along, that there is no place like home. And in fact, that is the message that came to us this week in The Prodigal Son, that the son returns home because that's where the answers were. And in fact, we find that God has given us all of the gifts that we need in our lives. He's placed it in our heart. We are the ones who have altered our path. We are the ones who have gone away from God. And we find that in this search, in this spiritual journey, that the answers are not somewhere outside of us, but definitely within us. Why not? If God has created us, if God has given us that soul, why wouldn't the answer book be right there? Of course it is. The answers are always within us. God speaks to us. From the depths of our heart, we hear his voice. And those answers are there, no matter where we're going. In fact, the path is there. When Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life," it is nothing more profound than the expression of love. There is one direction. There is only one path. It is the path of love. And in fact, the saint reminds us, Saint Nerses Shnorhali reminds us that the name of love is Jesus. And so when Jesus says, "I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the light," there is only one way. That way is the way of love. And in fact, we've known that all along. This is nothing new. It's just that we've alienated that section of our soul, that section of our mind, of our spirit, from the rest of ourselves. We've forgotten what it's all about. And so we search, we look, when all along the answer is very well seated within us. Saint Nectarius reminds us, do not seek the kingdom outside of yourself, but the kingdom is within. And in fact, Jesus establishes church, his kingdom here on earth. And that church, first and foremost, has a foundation in each and every one of our hearts. Why? Well, because the owner's manual is right there. The owner's manual to our life. As a Christian, we know this concept of turning around. It is known as repentance. We repent and we turn around. This week being the week of the prodigal son, we looked at the prodigal son himself, his father, and the older son in previous podcasts. Today, let us be reminded that we have a chance to turn around, that this Lenten journey that we're taking is not a journey from point A to B, but can be a journey from A to A, where we find our old life, but there is a freshness to it. So it is no longer an old life, but there is a newness. It is a new life, a new understanding, a new way of dealing with our relationships, with ourself, and all of our surroundings. Repentance is perhaps the most powerful tool that a Christian has. Realizing we made a mistake and turn around. Returning back home as the prodigal son did. Realizing that, well, everything was there all along. That at home he had everything. And while each of us are different, we have to also acknowledge the possibility of a return. That is, for some people, this journey will be from point A to B. And yet for others, it will be from A to B, and perhaps a C and a D along the way until they get to E. And yet for others, it will be a full circle returning back home from A back to point A. But that loop, that little detour, is nothing to fret. In fact, we chalk it up to the experience of life. And we say that's why God has given us an opportunity to U-turn, to turn around, to repent. Let us pray the prayer of St. Nerses Shnorhali. Fountain of immortality, make the tears of repentance flow from my heart, like those of the adulteress, that I may wash away the sins of my soul before I depart from this world. Have mercy upon your creatures, and upon me, a great sinner. This is Father Voskin inviting you to join us again tomorrow when we will take the next step on our Lenten journey. Until then, please join us at epostle.net, where you'll find this podcast as well as all kinds of other information, resources, including recipes for the Lenten season. That's epostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.